Hello, Radio Mariah.
Ladies first.
Always.
Okay, we have a very big team in the house. Quickly, let's start, madam. What's your name?
Teddy Akello.
Move nearer to the mic. Are you scared of my mic?
No. I'm Teddy Akello, Acting Director General from National Mine Action Authority.
Welcome to the beat.
I'm Kelly McCauley from United Nations Mine Action Service.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
The other gentleman?
I'm Juma Peter from Dan Church 8 Mine Action Program.
Okay, I got a gentleman with a no cap.
I'm Badman General.
You better be. What's your rank?
From J Family.
Okay, where the other gentleman is?
Yes, I am Johnny OJ, Mr. Boomba Dang Magic Ring Immediate.
Oh my God, what is that now? Okay, the last one we got?
This is JBZ, J Family.
Okay, nice to see you guys. Nice to have you around here. Okay, today...
Why you say?
J Family. Jamarisa La JD. Min down church A, like into Juno B. Lagam de batalla jama bi katunas ketilio. Lagam de batalla jama bi agunas ketilio.
Pull up, DJ. Okay, we're talking about lagam. What is lagam?
I know.
You know? Landmine. That's fine. You passed. You have coffee on me, eh?
Excellent.
Okay, just briefly, let's go right away to our... somebody wants to define what is a mine, madam, very quickly.
Sure. What I'd like to emphasize, though, to our listeners of Radio Mariah is that while we call ourselves United Nations Mine Action Service and we talk about Mine Action Day, we prefer actually to talk about more generalized explosive hazards. The number of accidents from explosive hazards in South Sudan is really on the increase, but actually the majority of the accidents are caused by what we call unexploded ordnance, or UXOs, to be very technical. These are things like rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, these kind of things. So let's be aware that for Mine Action Day on April 4th, we're talking about the fact that it's more than mines, it's explosive hazards, which have a very profound humanitarian impact in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about mines in South Sudan, of course, South Sudan has come back from a big war for a lot of years, and there's still also war also in other areas up to this moment. Which areas have been affected so much in South Sudan that you're getting hard time to... Which areas have been affected so much in South Sudan?
The impact of landmines are all over the country. I think
all over.
Less so in Lake State, but we're seeing impact all over. And we talk about impact in terms of course, victims and accidents. But you know, the biggest impact, which impacts a very large population, is the fact that landmines, unexploded ordnance, they stop people like the World Food Programme from delivering their food. They stop people like UNICEF from being able to deliver education. They stop water from being delivered. So this April 4th, we really want to emphasize the humanitarian impact of landmines and UXO.
What's your theme or our theme?
Mine Action is humanitarian action.
Mine Action is humanitarian action.
It's a fantastic theme.
This sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Eh? Lagam de batalla jama bi katunas ketirio. Lagam de batalla jama bi agunas ketirio.
Yes, indeed. Umon lisa ketir fi gaba, ya? Say, boy.
Yeah.
Umon ketir fi gaba.
Yeah, ajadi ketir fi gaba. Malish malisa jama. Iyazol algas man nasemi nizata Mira FM. Ajadi fi ketir. Junub Sudanini. Luitan Ajatan Batal, J. Adi Ted, Mata Degesu. Nadina Sali specialized for Jade Agija, Isakal Majkum, Magalian, Kanana Jerigal, and their Degas, Sanana Rajilan of Kalaman, most special Kalam de Giralena, the Jess, Tanabarane, Itanuna Lirujalde, Fikalamat Ketir, Rujibleta Kalakira Gala, and I'm so called Andera Degesu Lakin at the end, Gijibulita Kasiran. You see? So it's really bad.
Okay, going to the Danish Mine Action, I just want to find out, you've chosen the J Family. There are so many artists in South Sudan. Why the J Family in particular? Someone bribed you or what's up?
They're so handsome.
Is this so funny? So why the J Family?
Thank you, moderator. Dan Church 8 has been working very hard to deliver mind risk education to entire nation. Most affected areas are more of Jongole, Upper Nile, and Unity. We thought wisely that although we are delivering the entire MRI to the entire nation, still we cannot cover the whole area. I know there are a lot of mine action organizations like MAC, TDI, DDG. Still we cannot reach everybody, but we point out that youths normally listen to music, they like music, and that's why we look around and we found that the J Family is a popular group of artists, and they can reach the whole nation, and that is the reason why we have chosen J Family to kind of produce this kind of music, and with the emphasis on the mines, ERWs, explosive ceremonies of war, so that they can play as a music, and people have to take the messages very, very important. Key messages are, please, when you find a dangerous item, don't touch, don't remove, report to local authorities. Or we have a hotline number that you can call in, 092-000-1055. Please call this number, then I think action will be taken immediately.
Why do I need to call that number?
If you find any dangerous item, being rocket, being grenade, being mortar.
So I shouldn't touch it?
Don't touch it.
Never touch it.
Anything that you don't understand.
Don't remove it. For children, if they find these items, they should be able to report to their parents, and the parents has to also report it to local authority or call this hotline number.
Again, the number is 092-00-01-055. That's the number, hotline. I can call you at midnight, 1 a.m.
Anytime. You call us anytime. You know, the key thing to emphasize is that we still don't know where all of the hazards are. We're finding around 150 new hazardous areas every month. So we really need the listeners of Radio Mariah to give us a call and to give us information so that we can achieve a South Sudan free of landmines.
Now we have the big day coming.
Mafi Lagam.
Mafi Lagam.